What is up, Primal Kings and Primal Queens? This is episode number 12. So excited once again to have you back listening to the podcast. So today we are going to talk about the number one secret if you want to have an amazing marriage. Hope you all enjoy it. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining the podcast again. So excited, as always, to have you in, have you listening. We'll always say as well, received a lot more messages again this week about the podcast and about different topics, and I love it. Keep them coming. If you haven't reached out for whatever reason and you wanted to, hey, feel free. I'm a pretty approachable person, I think. So anyways, just wanted to throw that out there. So the topic for this week is the number one secret to having an amazing marriage, right? And I'm not sure if this is necessarily a secret, but it's something that I've noticed over my years of being married. Again, I've been married now for almost 13 years, been with my wife for going on almost 18 years. Wow, that's a long time. I'm getting old. But we've been together for a long time. And so, as always, I tell you that I'm never going to talk about things or maybe offer my advice or my opinion on things that I don't feel comfortable talking about. And I can truly say that I do believe that I have an amazing marriage. I know that there's certain people that portray marriage on social media a certain way, and then, or, you know, maybe out in public a certain way. And then as soon as the doors close to the bedroom, like, it's ripping each other's head off. And that's not like that for us. And so anytime I can offer insight into something that I feel like I've been able to be successful in, I'm going to. And my marriage, at least up to this point, I feel like has been awesome, has been amazing. And I think it comes back to one key component, but there's kind of a couple subcomponents below that. So to me, the number one secret, if you will, and again, the secret thing, everybody wants secrets, right? It's sexy marketing. But the number one secret, or if you want to call it a hack, or you want to call it a trick or whatever, in having an amazing marriage is having communication, right? Is having honest communication and being able to communicate maybe your wants, your needs, your desires, whatever it may be, to your significant other. Now, kind of below that, and I think that the most important thing you can do to facilitate that is a date night, right? And when I say date night, it doesn't have to be a $200 dinner. It doesn't have to be a hotel. It doesn't have to be a weekend getaway. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, right? It could simply be something as simple as one night a week, you go out and you have a picnic dinner in the backyard, away from the kids, away from the family, away from everything else. You know, no cell phones, no anything else, just the two of you, to where you can sit down and actually talk. Because in my experience, so many marriages fail kind of in that 5 to 10 year range. I mean, it seems like a lot of times, at least, because when you first get married, you're both on your best behavior, right? I mean, it's like, yes, dear, whatever you want, honey, right? Like, you know, whatever, kitten, come here, right? Like, all of that stuff, right? When you're first dating, it's so easy because you're on your best behavior. I mean, basically, you're both being the best versions of yourself. And then it's like things really get real a few years into it, when like the bathroom door swings open and you're sitting on the toilet, right? Or like stuff like that starts happening. Maybe some of those things that we wanted to keep as secrets go out the window, right? Because you just start knowing that other person so well. And because of that, there becomes a certain level of comfort, right? There becomes that level of comfort to where I really don't have to try. Like, we've been married for 5 years, right? I mean, whereas before it was like you would dress up and you would try to look good for your significant other and you would talk about everything because you just wanted to be around each other. But then you factor in a couple of kids and maybe some hardships with finances or businesses or jobs or, you know, all these different things that life throws at us as we're married for longer and longer. And so often we just kind of tend to grow apart, right? Because you're always growing as a person. And I think when my wife was on, when we did the podcast together, we talked a little bit about this, but you're always growing, right? Like, you're always changing and evolving as a person. So the question is are you changing and evolving together, or are you changing and evolving apart? Because over time, if you're changing and evolving apart, that bridge gets harder and harder to build back, right? And so if you find yourself in a situation where maybe you're in a relationship or maybe you're in a marriage right now, and it just doesn't seem to have much spark or much sizzle or much passion or any of that, my first guess would be, and again, I'm not a marriage counselor, don't claim to be, never played one on TV, but my first guess would be is that you probably aren't spending any quality time together, right? And quality time is not, sitting on the couch while you're each on your phone with two kids in between you screaming and yelling, right? Like that's not quality time. So to me, communication is the number one factor in having an amazing marriage, but below that, it is actually planning out date nights. And again, whether that's once a week, I think that that's optimal, but maybe it's once every other week to where it's a couple hours away. Maybe it is a dinner, maybe it is a movie, maybe it is just whatever to get you out of the house together and go do something together and force yourselves to actually talk to each other, right? That doesn't mean sit at dinner while each of you are checking Instagram or Facebook, right? That means actually like have a conversation, talk about things, because a few things are going to happen when you do date nights. Number one is it's going to prove to each other that you actually prioritize your relationship, right? And that's important because I've also seen so many people who make their kids their priority over everything else. And I have four kids, as you probably know. I love my kids more than anything in the world. But I also know that the most important relationship that I have in my life is my wife. That is the most important relationship. And the reason for that is because kids are just ours for a little while, right? And they should be our priority. But it seems like so often our priorities in life, especially as we get older, it's usually kind of like, you know, kids, or maybe it's a job or a business. And then after that, maybe, so after kids, after the job or the business, then all of a sudden becomes our spouse. And to me, that's the worst way of looking at it, or the worst way of prioritizing. Because if your relationship is on point with your spouse, your kids see that, right? Like they will model that when they get older. They will have an example to be able to follow because of an amazing marriage that you've shown them, right? If they see the way that you treat their mom or the way that you treat their dad is not good, or there's no communication or anything like that, like they're also going to learn that. And again, like so many people invest all their time into their kids, and their significant other is sitting there kind of being like, well, what about me, right? And so I think that is maybe kind of a touchy subject, because I know that our kids should be our priority. And again, like our kids in my marriage, they are our priority, right? But nothing can be more important than the relationship with my wife, because I know that from that relationship, everything else will work as long as that's going well. Like everything else will be going good. My business will be going good if my marriage is going good, right? Like my parenting skills will be much better when me and my wife are working as a team and we're able to kind of tag team all of those types of parent issues. But on the flip side of that, if you prioritize your kids as your number one above all else, above your relationship with your spouse, when they turn 18 and they move out, you're going to be lost, right? Like you're not going to know who you are because your identity just left. All of a sudden, your identity is out the door and off to college, and then they're starting their own family and they have their own priorities and everything else. And then you're kind of there stuck picking up the pieces. So again, while the kid side of it is important and it can be challenging, you have to keep that emphasis. And again, I'll circle all the way back to having that date night. Now, when date nights come up, I've talked to people and they're like, yeah, I would love to go on a date night, but you know, I have two kids and I can't find a babysitter. It's like, really? I have four and two of them are 2 years old. And somehow or another, like we managed to find babysitters. It's not easy, right? It really isn't. A lot of times it's actually really, really hard, but we've managed to do it because it's important to us. Okay. The second thing people will say is, yeah, I would love to go on a date night, but we don't have any money. There's no way we can go on a date night. Okay, cool. Like fix yourself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and go walk out to the local park and sit under a tree and just talk to each other, right? Like go on a 2 mile walk that's 100% free, right? There's all these things that people will use as excuses that will keep them from doing this. But here's the thing, you know, when it comes like to the money side of it, people will be like, oh, I can't just afford to go out and spend $100 for a dinner. Oh, really? Have you ever seen how much divorces cost? Because $100 dinners are cheap compared to a divorce, right? They're really cheap compared to, paying half of your income to alimony or child support or whatever else, right? I mean, I don't know. I guess it's all about decisions, right? And so, because I want to kind of also let you know, the reason why I bring this up is because we just got back from a three-day trip. Now, a three-day trip for us is absolutely unheard of. We don't go on three-day trips, right? Again, we have two-year-olds. It's very hard to find someone who is crazy enough to come stay with us and watch the, you know, stay at our house and watch the kids. Plus we have, you know, horses and we have dogs and we have all these animals that need fed and everything else. And it's very, very hard to get away. But again, like, we made this a priority, and I'm so glad that we did, because we had an 8-hour drive, just me and my wife, right, to go over. We went and watched a football game over in Seattle. So it's about an 8-hour drive away from here. We were there, and then we had an 8-hour drive home. And it's like, over those basically 16 hours of driving, we were able to talk about a lot of stuff, right? Talk about us, talk about business stuff, talk about, you know, our goals and our dreams and what we want to be accomplishing, and like all of this stuff to really like get us on the same page with so many things. Even though we do date nights and everything else and we have good quality time together, even just having that extended one was so much more refreshing, because again, you take yourselves out of your current environment. It's fun, it's exciting. It's almost like it was kind of when you're first dating. You know, again, where you did have the best version of yourself out there, and you did have, you know, you just wanted to look good and to feel good and to have fun together and all of those things. And it's just so easy when you get into the day-to-day life and the day-to-day grind of, you know, getting up and going to work and coming home and screaming kids and house needs cleaned and, you know, bills need paid and all of these different things that just come up and just put all this stuff in our head. And all of a sudden you start thinking about it, and it's like, you know what, me and my wife haven't had a real conversation in, I don't know, a week, 2 weeks, a month, 2 months, whatever, right? Like, we haven't actually sat down and enjoyed each other's company. We've yelled at each other from across the room, right? We've nitpicked at each other for things that we want done or that aren't done right or whatever else. But, you know, we actually haven't had a conversation about life forever. And I think that a lot of times when you're first dating, like, think back maybe to your own relationship when you were first dating. If you're married right now, you probably talked a lot about, like, what you wanted to do in life and, you know, the direction that you could see your life going and, you know, what you wanted in a family and what you wanted out of your spouse and all these different things. And then all of a sudden you get married and you know, you throw, again, a couple kids in there and maybe a dog and some responsibilities and a business and all this stress. And then all of a sudden, a few years into it, you're just like, why the hell did I even marry this person? I don't even know who they are anymore, right? Like, I hear stories a lot too, and I have over the years, of people being like, you know, I just talked to somebody and they're getting a divorce. I can't even believe they're getting a divorce. You know, I thought they were happy. I thought things were going good. And it's like, well, yeah, because like, you weren't there to see that they didn't communicate with each other. Like, they are two completely different people that have completely grown apart over the past 5 years. And, you know, they didn't even know each other anymore. So the fact that they're splitting up, probably if you knew the ins and outs of the relationship, wouldn't be a shocker at all. In fact, it would probably make a lot of sense, because, again, who wants to be with somebody if they don't even feel like they know who they are anymore, right? Like, who wants to be with somebody if every time you have a conversation with them, it's about, you know, stuff around the house or all of those things? Essentially, you're just roommates, right? Just two people living together. But, you know, how do you get out of that, right? Because it's going to happen to everybody at some point in your relationship, in your marriage. It's going to happen at some point. So how do you get out of it? How do you get out of the vicious cycle of, you know, taking the kids to daycare, to going to work, to picking the kids up, to taking them to soccer practice, to taking them to football practice, whatever it is, to going home and cooking dinner? And then at the very end of the night, you have about 30 minutes of coherent thinking before you're absolutely beat, dead, tired, and ready to go to bed, right? Like, how do you get out of that? Well, again, like, the way that I've, in my opinion, is that you schedule a date night and you make it non-negotiable. Especially until you can get really good at being able to do it, maybe more on the fly. Like, certain people I know of that have awesome marriages, they're just like, yeah, every Thursday night, it's non-negotiable. We do something together, just us, right? Or every other Tuesday, we have a date night. And we've been doing it for years, and we're happy as can be. And I know a lot of people who've done that over the years, who have made that effort, made that a priority, and their marriages are amazing, right? And sometimes also, just so you know, like, when you start doing this, if you have a marriage right now, or maybe you're in a relationship right now that isn't great, one date night isn't going to save that. It might mask some things, right? You might have a good night, and for the next couple of days, you're all googly-eyed at each other and everything else, right? But it's not going to fix everything. But I guarantee you that if you're in a position right now, if you're listening to this podcast and you're going through some relationship struggles, or maybe you're not feeling fulfilled within your relationship, maybe you don't feel like you have a connection in a relationship, whatever it may be, I guarantee you that if you start doing weekly date nights over time, it will improve your marriage, right? Like it will. I know it will. I've seen it. I've done it. Whatever, right? Like I know it will. Because, and I've got to be friends with someone who does relationship training, right? Essentially, they help people with their marriages. And her name is Stacy Martino. And one of the things she said that I heard that I thought was really, really good, and I'm probably going to butcher it, but basically she said, what is the difference between salad and garbage? And the answer is time, right? Like, the only difference between salad and garbage is just the time that that salad is sitting out. And so what'll happen is that if you're not communicating, if you're not on the same page with your partner, that will never get better with time. That will only get worse with time. So maybe because you're not communicating right now doesn't mean you're going to get a divorce or you're going to separate in a week from now or in a month from now. But if you're not communicating and you're not connecting with your spouse over time, that's going to be really, really bad, right? It might be 5 years. It might be 10. It might be 20 years, right, of a lousy, unfulfilled marriage. So again, like if I could, you know, encourage you to do anything when it comes to the relationship side of this, it would be to, especially if you feel like some of that passion and fire is gone, is to just schedule a date night every night or every week, once a week, every week. And again, it doesn't have to be a fancy dinner. It doesn't have to be a weekend getaway. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. But it does need to be something to where you can communicate, you can talk. And sometimes, guys, like the date night, it'll be a battle, right? Like there's times where you might go on a date night and it might turn into, you know, a little bit of an argument or a period of time to where you're kind of battling a little bit. But you know what the good thing is that you're resolving things. Because instead of having that stuff sit under the surface and, you know, have resentment toward your significant other, at least you have that date night time to be able to go there and just get it all out. You have that time to resolve things. And again, like when you're only surrounded by each other or you're only around each other, when there's kids around or there's family around or there's people around or there's whatever around, that stuff doesn't even get aired. And so again, it just bubbles up and it bubbles up and it bubbles up. And then all of a sudden it comes out as an absolute explosion. And it's just like, oh my gosh, where did this even come from? Right? And it's because nothing has been resolved. And then finally it reaches a breaking point and it ends up into a massive meltdown because again, things just aren't getting resolved. So the date night sometimes can actually be almost like a therapy session, right? It could be a time to go out there and to be able to air maybe whatever concerns or problems that you're facing or whatever else you need. Again, it just that communication to be able to get it through to one another. And so I guess just to kind of start wrapping the episode up, like I've said before, if you're in a position right now in a relationship and you're just like, it's just not great, right? It's good. It's okay. But who wants to be in a relationship that's just good or okay, right? Because the enemy of great is good. And a lot of times if it's just good, then maybe the other person thinks it's just okay or it's not good. Right? But if you both believe that it's great, it's on fire, you're going to continue growing together, you're going to continue being excited about being married to the person that you're married to, all of those things are going to happen when you have that communication, you have that fire and that passion for one another. So I encourage you right now, if you haven't done a date night for a while, maybe you've been married for 2 years, maybe you've been married for 40 years, I would encourage you right now, after you get done listening to the rest of this podcast, to get something scheduled. Right? Get a dinner reservation made, get a massage made, like get a whatever, float your boat. If you want to go raft together, ride a horse together, whatever it is, ski together, again, like whatever it is, like get some type of date put together for you and your spouse and then continue doing it. And then you can thank me later, because I know that it's going to help you. So anyways, I wanted to wrap it up that way. As always, I do sincerely and totally appreciate all of the listens, all the likes, all the shares, all the comments. When I do put this out on social media, hey, the more of you that will share it, I'm greatly appreciative of those who do, because I hope that it is providing some value for you. And if it is, maybe it can provide some value for somebody else out there who may need to hear this. All right, everybody, have an awesome day. We'll talk to you next time. Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. There is one thing that I will ask you to do. Please make sure that you are subscribed to the show so you get all of the new episodes coming out. Also, please make sure that you rate and review the show so that way other people can have access to this podcast, to this content, and this community. Again, thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next time.